This is Spinning on Air. I'm David Garland, welcoming back to the program Olivia Cheney. She's a songwriter and singer, performer of her own material and some traditional material and works by other composers. She's got a lovely voice that she shared with us on Spinning on Air before, a couple of years ago. And now she's back in New York and back on the program. She's going to start with a traditional piece from the British Isles that she calls False Love. False Love, a traditional piece sung here in the WNYC studio by Olivia Cheney. Welcome back to the program, Olivia.
Thank you.
Thanks for giving us that song, which I guess was given to you.
Yeah.
One snowy night.
Is that so? A snowy, whiskey-fueled night down on the southeast coast in England, yeah. with the wonderful Glaswegian folk singer and songwriter Alistair Roberts. Yeah, and we've been working together for a while now, but that was kind of when we first met, but I already knew his work, and I was literally tugging at his shirt sleeve going, teach me songs, teach me songs, teach me everything you know. And he can be quite laconic, so, and I suppose like lots of the great musicians, he's perhaps at his best when he's playing, not speaking. He'll kill me for saying that. But anyway, so we were playing lots of music, and actually everyone who'd been on the residency had been jamming, and but they'd all kind of slowly retired to bed, and we were the hardcore remaining whiskey drinkers, and he sang me this ballad, and yeah, kind of looked up, and I was weeping, and then he proceeded to tell me that his late father had taught it to him, and it was the first folk song he'd ever learnt and stuff. So it's got quite a history for him and now for me as well.
Nice to know that the oral folk song tradition continues.
Yeah.
Olivia Cheney, you write your own songs, and yet traditional folk songs continue to be part of your repertoire. What is the allure? What is the attraction? What's the importance of the traditional English music to you, or music from the British Isles?
Lots of different things at different times in my life, and I suppose in a way at the moment I haven't been focusing on it consciously so much, but I think it's always there. But I have been trying to focus on my own writing more, but a little bit like my attitude or my feeling about my classical training and going back to some of that repertoire, it's just something you have to keep going back to, because it sort of makes you, well, it's just really humbling. And actually, there's a line in one of Alistair's songs we've just been singing that goes, get over your tiny self. And that's kind of sometimes just singing other really ancient or just great music is a good way of just, yeah, getting over your tiny self.
It also puts you in touch with intriguing mysteries, like the lines in the song you just sang, something about... someone asked if there are strawberries in the sea, you respond, well, are there ships in the forest?
Yeah, wonderful.
What is that all about?
I don't know. I've never particularly researched or looked it up or asked Alistair, but it's pretty much why I was drawn to that song, other than the story of being taught it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that line.
The mysteries of it are part of what makes it beautiful.
Yeah.
You don't want an explanation.
No, exactly. It's a strange sort of surreal imagery. Yeah.
Now, you've got a couple of guitars, and you're going to be using our piano, and you have a range of songs to play for us. You'll be getting to some originals, but you have two more pieces, not traditional folk songs, but works that mean something to you and come from two very different traditions. Tell me about what's coming up next.
The next song I'm going to do is in Spanish, in Chilean Spanish, and I've been singing this song for as many years as I've been playing the guitar, which is still not long enough as far as my fingers are concerned. This is Vila Tapara, the Chilean folk singer, and I have dear Chilean friends who sort of thrust the guitar in my hand and also, you know, thankfully introduced me to her music years ago. So there's lots of reasons I'm drawn to this song. Yeah. La Jardinera. And in the chorus, in the refrain, the whole thing is really a metaphor of a garden and her planting flowers and saying, I'm going to plant all, and she lists all the beautiful different names of all the flowers, and then saying, but when I pick the petals and I say, you love me a little, or you love me none at all, my soul, my heart remains calm. So it's sort of, you know, lovely metaphor. But then sometimes when I play it on gigs, I tell a terrible black joke that she actually shot herself from a broken heart, so she didn't live by that metaphor, but which artists do? Anyway, so that's that song, and then I'm going to sing There's Not a Swain, which is a sort of catch, a hornpipe by Purcell, which was in one of those restoration operas, but also he used the tune as the hornpipe in the Fairy Queen opera, which is obviously...
So this dates back to the early
1700s,
is that right?
When would it be? God, now you put me on the spot. It would be late 1600s.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he died in 1695 or something, yeah. So, yeah, I was on this residency and we were asked to sort of reinterpret Purcell in supposedly radical ways, and Joe Boyd was asking me to do this Nick Drake project at the same time, and so I was kind of sitting at the guitar thinking about Nick Drake and then desperately trying to come up with ideas for Purcell, and this is what came out. But I should say that it was written in mind for this big band with viols and baroque harps and hurdy-gurdies and things, and I'm going to attempt to play it just little old me on my own, which is quite fun but quite a challenge. Look out for the recorder melody.
Which won't be there.
Yeah.
Except in your imagination. So two different traditions, the Chilean folk song tradition of Violeta Parra and the early Baroque music of Henry Purcell.
Yeah.
Coming together here in the WNYC studio in the hands and voice of Olivia Cheney.
Para olvidarme de ti voy a cultivar en él espero encontrar remedio para mi pena. Aquí plantaré un rosal de la espina más gruesa. Tendré lista la corona para cuando en mí te muera. Para mi tita esa violeta azul, clave lila roja para mi pasión. Y para saber si me corresponde de su ojo en blanco más ánimo. Si me quiere mucho, poquito, nada, tranquilo queda mi corazón. Creciendo ahora poco a poco los alegres pensamientos. Cuando ya tan florecido irán lejos tu recuerdo. De la flor de la amapola seré su mejor amiga. La pondré buja a la almohada para dormirme tranquila. Para mi tita esa violeta azul, clavelina roja para mi pasión. Y para saber si me corresponde de su ojo en blanco más anillo. Si me quiere mucho, poquito, nada, tranquilo que mi corazón. Coco olio de toronjil cuando me menté la pena. La flor de mi jardín antes en mis enfermera. Y ya calla ya me sento antes de cutiar a pienta. Herederas esta flore ven a correte con ella. Pare mi tita esa violeta azul, clavelina roja pa' mi pasión. Y para saber si me corresponde de su ojo en blanco más ánimo. Si me quiere mucho, poquito, nada, tranquilo queda mi corazón. Not a swain of the plain would be blessed as me. Oh, could you bud on me smile? But to you appears as a veer that trembling with fear, my heart goes petals, bitter part, bitter part, bitter part, all the while. When I cry, must I die? You make no reply, but look shy and with a scornful eye, kill me by your cruelty. Can you be, 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 can you be so hard to me? There's not a swain of the plain would be blessed as me. Oh, could you bard, could you bard, could you bard on me smile? But to you appear so severe that trembly with fear my heart goes bitter bad, bitter bad, bitter bad all the while. When I cry, must I die? You make no reply, but look shy and with a scornful eye, kill me by your cruelty. Oh, can you be, can you be, can you be, a swain of the plain would be blessed as me. Oh, could you bard, could you bard, could you bard on me smile? Oh, but you appear so severe that trembly with fear my heart goes bitter bad, bitter bad, bitter bad all the while. When I cry, must I die? You make no reply, but look shy and with a scornful eye, kill me by your can you be, 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 can you be so hard? Can you be so hard? Can you be so hard to me?
Olivia Chaney performing in the WNYC studio here on Spinning on Air. I love the playful and edgy quality in that Purcell piece, of the way you're jumping back and forth between major and minor. It gives it a kind of hectic tonality. It's fun.
Well, you see, I thought that that was maybe something to do with, because that's not in the Purcell at all.
It's not.
The Nick Drake song that Joe had asked me to do, or that I'd sort of asked to do, was the very famous The River Man, which is completely based on the, well, apart from the fact that it's in five, which lots of my songs have ended up being in my life, which I,
really?
Yeah, wow. I write lots in five, and I'm sure it's to do with River Man, because that was such an influence on me, that song, when I was a teenager, and then it's got the major minor thing, so I don't know, maybe it fed into it.
Yes, so there was a confluence of Nick Drake and Henry Purcell there. And before that, we heard a song by Violeta Parra, La Jardinera, or the Garden,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
both beautifully performed here in the WNYC studio by Olivia Cheney, who is with me for the full show tonight. I'm David Garland. This is Spinning on Air, and we have more in a moment here on 93.9 FM, WNYC and WNYC.org. This is Spinning on Air. I'm David Garland, and in the studio with me here is Olivia Cheney, a singer and songwriter, performer based in London, but briefly in New York, and she's sharing some of her music with us. And we've heard a traditional piece. We've heard a song by Violetta Parra, something from the early Baroque by Henry Purcell. And now, finally, we get to hear one of Olivia's own compositions. This is called Holiday. Does it need an introduction of any kind?
Probably not, but you've given me the chance to. I thought it would be funny to play it because of the title, and, you know, I'm kind of on holiday. But it's a bit of a dark song, really, and it's not really about being on holiday at all. I think that's all I'll say.
All right. And for this one, Olivia is playing the piano, accompanying herself in the WNYC studio.
She's a goddess. She calms you down. Went to Italy. Ran from town. But the dirt of England calls her back. Those rolling hills leave her flat. Puts her arms around your pain. She's the weighing scale of your day. As you push them one by one into the car, round the merry-go-round of a West Country park, you wouldn't take it on holiday with you. Take it on holiday with you. Said you couldn't take it away. On holiday with you. She's a goddess. She's not faking. Seeks your approval in all she's making. She sees you in the dark. Feels you see her a thousand. And in keeping a cautious eye, they lost control, the child died. With your bags forever packed, your letters unsent, her belly aches with your empty intent. You take it on holiday with you. Take it on holiday with you. Said you couldn't take it away. On holiday with you.
Holiday, performed in the WNYC studio by Olivia Cheney, who wrote the piece. She's singing and accompanying herself at the piano in this portion of our session. And glimpses, moments, impressions in the lyrics there. Do you keep a journal? Do you write these things down and then they become songs? Or what's the process?
Well, it's funny you asked that of that song, because that song in particular was probably the fastest thing I've ever written, and it did kind of just come to me a bit. So no, I hadn't jotted anything down before that. And I suppose as well, for me, I don't know, it sounds like an odd thing to say, but for me that's like the most conventional, like in terms of the structure and the harmony. It's like I just really wasn't, well, if anything, I was trying to write something really simple, I think, is what I'm trying to say.
Is that something you have to sort of remind yourself to do or set a goal to do? You want to be complicated more naturally?
Well, I don't want to be, but I think I tend to, yeah, subvert without always realizing, and then I realize that I've got a sort of rambling structure in your head, or chords that are too difficult to play on the guitar, or whichever one of those things it is, or, you know, it's just, and I was just thinking a lot about trying to write something really direct and simple and, concise. So that was a conscious attempt to do that.
We were speaking the other day, and I learned you had taken a songwriting workshop.
Yeah.
With Ray Davis of the Kinks.
Yeah, the great Ray Davis. Yeah.
He is such a wonderful songwriter, and I bring him up now because you said that he challenged you and other students to keep it simple.
Yeah. I mean, I've been lucky enough to meet him when he curated the Meltdown Festival at the South Bank, and he'd then amazingly had come and listened to a few of my shows, so we sort of knew each other, we were acquainted before, and then a friend put me onto the fact that he was doing this course, and you know, I managed to blag a bursary onto it, and I just thought, what the hell, and it was great to get to know him better, and well, obviously to have his incredible guidance and sort of kind bullying about writing to a deadline and stuff like that. But yes, in terms of structure, he's almost ruthlessly just, you know, verse, chorus, like intro, verse, chorus, pre-chorus, where's the pre-chorus, where's the bridge, you know, the bridge has got to do this and that, you know, it's really, which was actually really inspiring for me, because I've just never, you know, come to songwriting or music in that way at all.
It's interesting because he's sort of an unconventional songwriter in many ways, but he does respect the structural conventions.
Yeah. I mean, I think of him as completely radical songwriter as well. But I suppose it's a bit like we were saying about, you know, in a way, Mozart was probably one of the most radical composers, and his structures are supposedly very strict. And yet it's where he breaks the rules that's the amazing thing. So there you go, Ray, I'm comparing you to Mozart.
So was that song a product of that workshop in any way?
No, not at all. No, but I do wish that I could go on that course sort of every other month. Yeah, to kind of kick my ass. Yeah, it'd be great.
You have another song to play for us at the piano.
Yeah, and so perhaps this is the complete antithesis in terms of, this was almost a sort of conscious attempt to try and expand form and not... Well, it wasn't a conscious attempt, because I never do seem to stick to forms that easily, but lyrically it was an attempt of a kind of journal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's on my EP, which I released in February myself, and I thought it'd be nice to sing it here because it's about the last trip I came to New York a few years ago.
Olivia Chaney performing here, and she mentions her new EP. I will put links and information for that, and I've shot a couple videos, and I'll embed those on the page for tonight's program. So more resources for you to follow up on and to enjoy for Olivia Chaney on the page for tonight's Spinning On Air at wnyc.org. Use the shows menu to select Spinning On Air. But right now, Imperfections, performed perfectly by Olivia Chaney in the WNYC studio.
I better get my note. Oh, that made me laugh too much. I'm crying on a plane to New York, New York. No permit to work nor play. Green card, did you get a green card? It's only a short stay.
traveling alone, fans flames, smokeless, smoldering, I depart without declaration, almost feeling I could become someone, except for the hem of my skirt's undone, Achilles' heel, clumsy hole. Somebody stop me bearing my soul, guilt-ridden, provoking one part my mother with a favor prompting, stranger prodding to see how things feel just out of sight. I'm perfecting imperfection, that's what I tell myself. I tell myself that there is nobody else. And the steward's a sleaze, lives in Queens, aims to please, to meet his kind of girl, see the world, travel by token affairs. And now I lie on a gay friend's sofa, Shakespeare's cuckold throws a blanket over my many Manhattans, tourist whims, meatpacking district, my Chelsea morning. It takes us out for hard-boiled eggs, salt beef bagel always got good legs, but the whiskey comes up and the rain pours down. There's no real cure in this gridlock.
Olivia Chaney performing in the WNYC studio. I really like the way that one transforms over the course of the piece. We're sort of in Joni Mitchell land, which you even acknowledge with the reference to Chelsea
spotted.
Morning.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say I really enjoyed how imperfect that was.
No. Imperfections is the name of the piece. But then it's transformed very gradually and elegantly to sort of back into English keyboard music of the 1600s or something, you know.
Well,
we're sort of back
so
in Purcell land with your ornamentation and the harmonies going on.
Yeah.
A lovely piece from Olivia Chaney here on WNYC. This is Spinning on Air. I'm David Garland. And a couple months ago, I broadcast a show about Molly Drake and her son Nick Drake. And I sort of drew the lines between her recently publicly revealed body of work and that of her son, the late Nick Drake, the English songwriter who lived so briefly and went more or less unacknowledged in his lifetime, but whose work has become a great influence. Now we learn that his mother recorded material, her own original songs.
Yeah.
And you're going to play us or sing us Molly Drake song.
Yeah, I'm just going to, I think, yeah, I'll sing this one.
So here's Olivia Cheney performing Dream Your Dreams by Molly Drake. She's going to sing it for us all by herself, a cappella.
I don't believe the sun could shine again, nor that the world would keep on turning, if it were not for all the dreams of men, the hoping, the longing, the yearning for what the poet said is true enough, it seems. We are the substance and the stuff of dreams. So dream your dreams and let them keep out the cold. Dreaming dreams a heart can never grow old. Give yourself a new mentality. What's so hot about reality? Dream your dreams if it's the last thing you do. Never mind if they don't ever come true. Something grows from them at sight and gleaming. The seed of magic lies in all our dreaming.
Lovely. Dream Your Dreams by Molly Drake. And I'll even put a link to the Molly and Nick Drake show on Spinning on Air on the page for tonight's program with Olivia Cheney at wnyc.org. Because if you haven't heard Molly Drake's music, then you should hear that show. And if you haven't heard Nick Drake's music, then you should hear that show as well. We'll have more with Olivia Cheney in just a moment here on 93.9 FM WNYC and wnyc.org. This is Spinning on Air. I'm David Garland, and Olivia Cheney is here in the WNYC studio performing for us, singing and playing guitar and piano. And you can learn more about her at oliviacheney.net. And she has a YouTube channel and a SoundCloud page and this sort of stuff. I'll provide some links on wnyc.org. Just seek out the Spinning on Air page for tonight's show with Olivia Cheney. Olivia, you'll soon be going back to London, and you have a lot of concerts lined up.
Yeah, very fleetingly to London, pretty much to Heathrow, and then straight off to a literary festival in a beautiful landscape garden in Hertfordshire, north of London.
Then, where you'll be singing or reading?
Yes, I'll be performing and sort of singing for both audience and the speakers, set amongst the garden and things.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, it should be really lovely. And then I fly straight to my birth town, Florence, in Italy, and similarly in a kind of a very famous villa out on the edge of Florence. I'm going to sing there. Yeah.
Did you grow up in Florence?
No, alas, I didn't. Although I kind of feel like I did because we spent every summer there. But yeah, I left when I was very little, but my family lived there for quite some time, so it'll be really nice to go back.
But your family isn't Italian?
Not at all. My mother's Australian and my father's half Dutch, half English. So we're quite a mongrel lot. Yeah.
You'll be singing soon a song in French, and you've already sung in Spanish. It sounds like you really know these languages.
Not really. I'm good faker. No, I mean, I think in a strange, very unconscious way, it's my way of, like, I never thought I'd learn the guitar. You know, I'd studied piano and singing and actually cello, like, all my life as a kid, but I'd always wanted to play the guitar. My dad played the guitar, and, you know, I grew up listening to him play lovely old folk songs and records, obviously, and I never thought I'd do it, because I think when you train, you're kind of really institutionalized about teaching yourself stuff.
From the orientation that you can't teach yourself, you must learn from someone else?
I don't know, it makes me think of, you know, whenever you speak to or speak about the very austere sort of Indian classical music, the training, and it's like, oh no, to be a master, you have to study all your life. It's like that kind of attitude. It's like, well, what would be the point in starting the guitar, because I'm never going to be as good as I should be? You know, it's that kind of attitude, I think. Which, of course, I still have. so I'm incredibly self-critical about my guitar playing, but at least I can travel around and play it and write songs with it.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I'm glad I learned. But anyway, in terms of singing in lots of different languages, I think it's a similar, like, the next thing on my list is, like, become a better linguist. I've always loved singing in all sorts of languages, and apparently I'm quite good at it, but... Or I have people from those cultures sort of saying, oh, wow, it sounded really authentic. But of course I know what I'm singing about, and I learn the poetry of the song. But I'm not a great linguist yet. I think I'm too, you wouldn't imagine, but I think I'm kind of too shy when I'm in a country to really go for it and speak their language. Or perhaps I'm such a forthright communicator that I can't bear not being able to express exactly what I want to express, so I don't say anything at all. Anyway, so yeah, lots of languages that I will learn, but I'll sing them in the meantime.
The song you're going to sing for us now is Too Social. That's the title of it.
Yeah.
Do sometimes you feel that you're too social?
Well, kind of connected to what we were just talking about, perhaps. Yeah, lots of talking, lots of communication. I lived in a really wonderful house in an area called Hackney in London, which is probably not dissimilar to kind of Williamsburg now. You know, it's where all the artists and musicians live. And there were lots of artists and musicians in that house, and perhaps one too many females as well. And it was a very open house, so there was always someone extra, maybe a couple extra, and a cat and a garden, and very, very intense, very, very creative house. So this is it's definitely about that house, but of course, like all songs and poems, you slightly veer off from fiction and non-fiction, you know. Yeah.
Well, here's Olivia Cheney at the WNYC piano to perform this song of hers, Too Social.
This house is too social. Kitchen constant, coffee confessional. They're in lock, the sun's pouring in. I seize the moment, retreat within. Daddy, oh, I'm losing with both hands. March to my bedroom, make amends. Feel so silent, aging child. Only clean up when a pretty boy comes round. Curse my laziness, it's a lack of technique. As I suck up seashells once romantically plucked. Swallowed accidentally by this tired failing landlord's machine. Knit where folded behind closed doors. Lamps will improve, wood chip on the walls. I was once spoiled by you. I ramble with something to prove. Preparing for love, preparing for love, preparing for lust, preparing. Oh, I woke up with bruises on my legs, bad circulation, that's what he said. And it's all broken, life can be a bitch when you're running on old upheld promises. You are there, but are you here? Like a saint, might you reappear? Kitchen constant, coffee confessional. There in luck the sun pours in, I seize the moment retreat within.
Too Social by Olivia Cheney. She sang it and played the piano here in the WNYC studio. Rick Kwan is our engineer for tonight's session. I'm David Garland. And it's interesting, you know, the whole gist of that song about a situation that's too social and finding some refuge in a moment of solitariness, such as playing the piano, can provide. It's funny the way music is a retreat from the social interaction in a sense, but it's also a kind of concentrated giving of something socially as well.
Yeah, yeah. That house, I didn't even have my piano. I just had a little keyboard holed up in my room upstairs. That was a crazy time. That house, and you have to focus, even though there's loads of stuff going mm-hmm. on around you. You can hear it through the walls. You can sense it through the walls. You know. I learned a different kind of discipline.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's quiet here in the WNYC studio, and you're going to play for us something that you'll sing in French. Is this an old piece, or what is this?
Well, this is me being a true sort of folk artist magpie. It's Françoise Villon, so 13th century, I think, medieval French poem. I believe he wrote this whilst being in prison.
What's the gist of these words?
Well, when I looked it up, I was so inspired because it's like this whole kind of genre of art, really, called ubi sunt, and it's like nostalgia for something you never had, which I just is just such a great idea. Which, of course, we all have that feeling in us anyway, but to sort of see that had evolved as a almost like a style of art so long ago, I was really drawn to that. And it's lovely because he's talking specifically about the women of yesteryear. So he's listing all these like completely iconic characters through the ages, including Joan of Arc, and you know, saying where have they all gone?
Well, here's Olivia Cheney performing Ballade in the WNYC studio.
Dites-moi dans quel pays implora la belle romaine, archipia d'une taille qui faussa cousine germaine. Et qu'en parlant qu'en bruyomène de ce rivière souhaitant qui boutait être plus que mêle, mais au sang les neiges d'antan qui boutait être plus que mêle. Louise, diablement de Valère qui commanda que Buridan vous jetait à nos cinq ancêtres, mais au son les neiges d'antan. Vous jetait à nos cinq ancêtres, mais au son les neiges d'antan. La reine est blanche comme Alice qui chanta ta voix de sereine. Jeanne, la bonne Lorraine, qu'en gloire vu la retard, où sont-ils, vierge souveraine, mais au son des neiges d'antan. Où sont-ils, vierge souveraine, mais au son des neiges d'antan. Prince, une guerre de semaine, où est le son de cet homme, que ce refrain ne vous remène, mais où sont les neiges d'antan, que ce refrain ne vous remène, mais où sont les neiges d'antan.
Ballade. Olivia Cheney performed it. Was that your music or?
No, sorry. I should have completely credited as well. That is, I found Georges Brassens set lots of Villon poems in my world, which feels like it's, or maybe it's all in my head, but I feel like my peers are certainly obsessed with the idea of originality. And I know that I used to be, but I'm not sure if I'm so obsessed with it anymore. I just want to play good music and I want to say the things that sometimes come to me or that I find inspiring in other people's artwork and I suppose in a way be a vehicle. And that is why folk songs are so important to me. And I'm sure I will always come back to them. And then you kind of wrestle with your own writing and then the getting over your tiny self stuff. And So yes, that melody is strictly Georges Brassens as well, and then me resetting that.
Hmm. Well, Olivia Cheney, thank you for joining me here. It's been nice to see you again. You were here first in 2010.
Wow.
So that was a few
I'm
years ago.
I'm an old lady now.
So welcome back. And
thanks for having me.
Again, I'll provide links to your website and more on the page for tonight's program at WNYC.org. And you have a final song of your own to share with us.
Yeah. And this is yet another song that hasn't been recorded or released and I hope will be on an album that I'm soon to make. And this is very much a song set in a neighbourhood of London that I used to live as well in Hackney. Yeah, so this is Loose Change.
All right. Well, thanks for being here and thanks for the music.
Thanks very much.
He came, he went, he conquered her that night. Before he took flight, chauffeured from responsibility. So she took the high road with the laundrettes, betting shops with the orthodox. Border all mobs for a friend as the klezmer band marched on. Took the coins, politely ran, conviction in her hand. Size change, loose change. He'd come, he's gone, forsworn to return.